Welcome to Soul Guided Leadership with Dr. Laurel Geis, CEO of the Geis Group.
Soul Guided Leadership is a personal and professional strategy empowering you to lead from your soul while helping others to do the same. Dr. Laurel's expert guests are committed to sharing tips, tools, and techniques to inspire you to be a soul guided leader. And here's your host.
Well, welcome, everyone. This is Dr. Laurel Geis, and I am so excited about our program today, and I know you will be, too. My guest is Shane Travis, and Shane is a friend of mine. He's my soul brother. He's been a mentor. He has guided me, and I've learned so much from him, and he's the producer and founder of Vivid Life, reaching over 3 million around the globe. Can you imagine that reach and the impact that Shane has had on our world? So when I asked him if he would consider being interviewed today and share a conversation with us, and he said yes, well, I have to tell you, it just made my year. So Shane, welcome to Soul Guided Leadership.
Hey, Laurel, thanks for having me.
And today, you know, I just wanted to dive in into mindful leadership because in working with you over the past several years, I know that you are a mindful leader. And when we talk about mindfulness, what does mindfulness mean to you?
Mindfulness means to me, it's quite multifaceted. It's like picking up on all senses and just being aware, fully aware of your decisions and why you're making them and where you're coming from and how they're going to affect who you're communicating with and the greater whole at the same time. So it's kind of like a meditative state of being. It's like conscious action versus reaction. It's like stepping back, taking a breath, and really quite analyzing. Maybe like if you want to look at it spherically, like throwing up a globe in the air and just spinning that around and looking at things in a multifaceted way before you communicate them, just to make sure you're completely aware that your intention is being met in every communication and every project that you're facilitating, and that you're keeping in mind the people that you're working with and the effect that you're having on the greater whole at the same time.
You know, I love that, and that's a really key point in soul-guided leadership, and I believe in leading with mindfulness, is that ability to respond to a situation or circumstance instead of react.
Yeah, and that's that we're being challenged with that on a regular basis. I mean, as you know, Laurel, I produce 12 radio shows. I've been producing my own TV web series for some time now. I've been working with contributors and contractors and web developers and the general public and events and travel companies all around the globe. And not all of them are within our genre. And so, and even those within our genre, communication sometimes becomes a challenging thing when we're being triggered and then we're projecting. And so what I've learned through the process is in order to get the results I want is always conscious action versus reaction, right? It's always like, what's my intent for the project? What is it that I want to get out of that? And what is it that I want to get from people and how do I want to deliver that to the world? And so that always becomes, it's always sitting there in the back of my mind when I'm communicating with people. And although at the same time I'm a human being and I get triggered by people and experiences that may have pull on something that is a sore spot for me, I always give it that space in that relationship and in my personal relationships as well, to come from conscious action versus reaction, basically giving myself the time to step back and just maybe take a few breaths. Maybe it's a minute, maybe it's 90 seconds. In some cases, it might be an entire day before I actually respond versus react, right? And so when we respond, we're responding from a place of, you know, conscious action where we're aware of what it is that we want to communicate and what our intent is for the final goal. When we react, we're reacting from an unconscious place within ourselves, and that just creates war, right? So conscious action creates peace, reaction creates war. And we always have to be mindful, which do you want to create? What is the outcome that you want to create? And when choosing a mindful business or a conscious business, or to be an inspiration to other people and work on a platform that is to be an inspiration for other people, we want to make sure that we're coming from that space, right? We want to make sure that we're calling forth what we're putting out there, what we're calling on others to do as well. And so that's really important to me in the practice of mindful leadership, is to be the change, to be that example.
You know, and it's interesting because I just read about this Harvard research study that said that we spend 47% of our time in mindlessness. And I think that's what we're talking about here, is being aware, being conscious, being in the moment, being present on purpose, and responding to situations when we are the leader in that situation, instead of being in a space of mindlessness where we're just reacting.
And that's like, that's trained behavior. So I was on Edie Weinstein's show a few weeks ago, and we were talking about conscious business and what that meant. And mm-hmm. when some of us, like both you and I, Laurel, have come from the corporation, quote unquote, we, and not only the corporation, but when we've been conditioned our whole entire lives to be and communicate a certain way, when we, even though we're consciously choosing a new way, we still have that, those old patterns, thoughts, and conditionings with us, right? And so we have to continuously be checking ourselves, right? Like I said to Edie Weinstein today, or whenever I was speaking to her last, was that what I do is I do my best to check that at the code check before I walk into the door, right? I'm aware that it's there. I'm aware that I can be in a space where I am triggered to communicate from that old space, that old conditioned space. But what I do is I do my best to check that at the door before I enter the new room of conscious entrepreneurship, of mindful leadership. So we're always checking ourselves. Again, it's back to conscious action versus reaction, right? It's just being mindfully aware of where you're coming from, what's your intent, and how that's going to be received.
And, you know, that was one of the things we wanted to talk about today, was how do we actually unravel our corporate conditioned minds? I mean, what kind of tips or tools do you use to do that?
I've used meditation. And meditation can come back to the place, again, we keep repeating conscious action versus reaction. So meditation would be, you know, taking that time to step away and just, you know, be conscious of your breath, close your eyes, just, you know, keep yourself focused on that moment, allow those intoxicated emotions and those triggers to move through you and to process, and then come back and communicate from that space. That's one thing that I use. Breath is always my go-to thing. And it's always, again, respond versus react, right? So if I get an email that may trigger me, instead of going back to that authoritative place that I may have been at in a corporation where I would just like, you know, I'm the boss and you're doing as I say, I come from a space of, again, let me look at this. Let me read it again. Let me read it again. And let me read it a third time. Let me give it an hour or so and go back and read it when I'm not intoxicated. And then see what they're really trying to communicate to me. Because at the heart of everything is an intent. And what happens is when we communicate in a space where we're reacting versus responding, we get a reaction from that person. And then so it's react, 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 war, 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 war. And it takes, you know, up to 10 times sometimes longer to find a resolution. When if we come from a place of respond versus react, or conscious action versus reaction, we can really take the time to just meditate on it, breathe on it, and really evaluate and look at it and say, what is the heart of the matter? What is it they're really asking me for? Right? Because not everyone is the best communicator. Not everybody is choosing mindful leadership or conscious action or conscious entrepreneurship, right? There are people on multifaceted different levels that we're dealing with on a regular basis. And sometimes people presenting themselves as being a mindful leader can snap out of it sometimes and become an unmindful leader. And we're to forgive ourselves for that as well, because we're only human beings. But what we really want to focus on is, you know, giving ourselves the time and the space to really figure out what the intent is. What is it they're trying to communicate to me? And then take that and come from your most conscious self of what it is that you're trying to get, and come to a mutual space and mutual agreement. And so that we're not consistently triggering each other, right?
Yeah.
I just want to get to, it's really about getting to the heart of the matter, right? Because That's the key. It's the heart of the matter. What do we really want? What do they really want? And just, you know, peeling off the layers, so to speak, to identify that. And we can't do that if we instant react. We can only do that if we come from a space of responding or conscious action.
Absolutely. And I want to remind our listeners that you're listening to Soul Guided Leadership with Dr. Laurel Geis. And today our guest is Shane Travis, founder and producer of VividLife.me, reaching over 3 million around the globe. And today we're talking about how to be a mindful leader. And after this short commercial break, Shane's going to share with us how we can be more mindful in leading our business. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
Are you ready to discover a personal and professional leadership strategy to improve your performance, productivity, and well-being? Soul Guided Leadership is a thought-leading strategy combining mindfulness principles, meditation practices, and management tactics, empowering you to lead from your soul while helping others to do the same. Contact
CEO Dr. Laurel Geis at www.thegeisgroup.com
and be a Soul Guided Leader today.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio, talk radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
You're listening to Soul Guided Leadership with Dr. Laurel Geis, and today my guest is Shane Travis, founder and producer of VividLife.me. And before the break, we were talking about practicing mindful leadership. And Shane, so, you know, I know that you're always on the leading edge of what's going on in the world. And, you know, being that leader, you know, how does leading from your soul stay so innovative and so creative and bringing so many new ideas to people around the world?
It's a constant with myself, a constant reminder of not just necessarily getting in with the crowd and being followed by, you know, money or being followed by trends or being followed by others' ideas and opinions of what will and is successful, and really just checking in with myself and reminding myself what my intent for the project is, what my intent for myself is, and what it is that I, my message out into the world. And so I'm consistently checking in with myself, and I do come to spaces where I'm sitting there and I feel like things are not moving fast enough, and numbers are not expanding enough, and enough people per se are not seeing and or being affected by what it is that I'm producing and promoting and putting out there through VividLife.me. And so when I come to that space, I have to remind myself what my original intent, it's again, back to conscious action versus reaction. It's like, okay, Shane, take a step back, take a few breaths, maybe go for a walk in nature or just sit with yourself have a cup of tea, take a break, whatever it is that I need to do in order to step away from the chaos of me trying to pressure myself into doing something for purposes of an old corporate model, like competition versus collaboration, numbers versus intent, and so on and so forth. We're all aware of what the corporate number is. It's just driving numbers after numbers after numbers. And you know, everything eventually becomes numbers, including the people who are employed by the facility or the corporation becomes a number. And so how that happens is that we get wrapped up in numbers ourselves. And so that everything around us just becomes a series of numbers. instead of people, places, experiences, and intent, right? And so, again, I go back to the practice of conscious action versus reaction. I check myself, and I'm like, okay, here I go again, and my mind's getting cluttered, and my heart is beating faster, and I feel frazzled and stressed and unclear. And so when I'm in that space, what I need to do is get back into those practices that I know give me the calm, give me the mind space, give me the clarity. You know, yoga does that for me. Meditation does that for me. Nature walks do that for me. Really great conversations with conscious, you know, mindful friends and other leaders within the community does that for me. And so once I've gone to that space, it's kind of like I do a quick little, you know, 90-second retreat. Sometimes it's 90 minutes, sometimes it's 90 seconds. Mm-hmm. When I come back, I'm clear, and I'm like, Shane, what was your original intent for the project? Was to give inspiration for people living happier, healthier, and wealthier lives. Shane, are you doing that? Shane, yes, you're doing that. So why am I so worried about the numbers, right?
If
I'm impacting one person, then I'm doing my job, right? And
yes.
I'm aware, you're aware, we're all aware that within VividLife.me and Vivid Life Radio and soon to be Vivid Life TV and through the Vivid Life journeys that we're doing around the world to Africa and Ireland and Iceland, we're impacting more than just one person. And as we know from how you introduced me, the Vivid Life has impacted more than 3 million people around the globe. And so I am doing my job. The numbers are there. But again, we can get back into that space where we start to push ourselves. And I believe that when we push ourselves, what we actually do is create a resistance to achieving the goal that we intended for in the first place. Because in a sense, if we want to call it the universe, starts pushing back, right? And I feel that if we walk gracefully in the direction of our intent, the universe walks it gracefully in the direction of us. And so if we surrender it, in a sense, to our intent and just start walking in the direction of it, in a mindful way, in a conscious way, in a calm way, in a relaxed way, in the same way that I'm calling forth everybody, every one of my contributors, every one of my radio hosts, and every person that each and one of us is affecting to present themselves, to act themselves, to be mindful within themselves, to be conscious within themselves, we always have to be consciously checking that we're doing and being the same and being that change, so to speak.
And that's, you know, that right there, that's at the heart of why I love being a part of the Vivid Life family, you know, the Vivid Life community, because as you said, we're all human beings and it's hard to be conscious 100% of the time. But if, you know, if we can spend just a few more moments in consciousness each day, you know, that's
that doesn't necessarily mean, I mean, because we get wrapped up in the idea that meditation looks a certain way. That meditation looks like we're sitting with our legs crossed and our hands in a certain position and, you know, we're oming and we're having no thoughts, right? And that's a difficult place to get to for some people. And that might not be meditation for some people. Sometimes meditation for me is just walking in the woods. Sometimes it's taking a canoe ride. Sometimes it's just being completely and utterly present to what I'm doing. So for me, it might be cooking. It might be making malas. It might be I started to take up painting watercolors. I'm not an expert at it, but I found that the process of putting the brush to paper was like meditation to me. I started coloring in mandalas, which became a meditation for me. So there are several forms of practice of meditation that can get us to that space where we get out of our minds and into our hearts. And so from that space, we can allow our heart to direct the story, to allow our heart to direct the business, to allow our heart to become the leader, and allow our heart space or our intuition or our soul or whatever that space is, whatever that space that makes you come alive, that gives you goosebumps, that makes you feel connected to everything all at once. That's the space where I want to create from. That's the space where I want to communicate from. And so when I get disconnected from that space, I use practices in order to return myself to that space. And so I think what's happened is when we started to walk away from religion, for instance, we started to lose rituals, practices, and communities, which gave us and brought us to that space. And although there are several religions that have been very rigid and or have been very abusive to certain people and or cultures, which caused people to walk away from them in the first place, I think a return to spirituality in a new sense, to consciousness in a new sense, to this mindful revolution and to the practices that it brings us and that it can incorporate into our lives can help us all to become mindful leaders, not just as the leaders of movements and our websites and our networks, but mindful leaders in our own lives and in our own families. And I think if we can represent that and if we can be mindful within our own selves, then like Gandhi said, we become the change and it becomes a ripple effect, and that others start to see the impact on our own lives and on the lives around us, and they begin to change themselves. I never believed that we can actually change people. I believe that by changing ourselves and walking in that direction, that others will instantly become transformed around us. I don't believe that anything that I say or anything that I do can change anyone. I believe that they're going to change and they're going to become more mindful and or conscious when they're ready to do that. And so within Vivid Life, Vivid Life Radio, you know, we've had several hosts coming and going. And not everyone is for it, not everyone is ready for it. But what I do is I become the example of that. And when I feel anyone involved with this community stepping outside of that, I call them on it. And again, not everyone is willing to be called out. And sometimes we can be triggered, and being called out can bring us back to that corporate mind where you have your boss, an employee situation, and they believe I'm telling them what to do, but what I'm actually asking them to do is to call upon them to give me what they promised me in the first place, was to be fully present, to be fully engaged, to be enjoying the process of what they're doing, and to be putting that back out into the world, because that's our intent. Our intent at Vivid Life is to help people live happier, healthier, and wealthier lives. And if we as a team are not doing our best to live happier, healthier, and wealthier lives and encouraging and holding each other to that, then it's not going to translate on the other side. Eventually, it's going to crumble and fall apart.
And I think that it's due to your leadership that really keeps, you know, the whole community in that space. And I love what you said about defining success and having your own definition of success. And I have one final question for you. If you could meet your 18-year-old self, what advice would you give to him?
So as you ask me that question, I have like tears welling in my eyes and my hair standing up on my arm. And the reason for that is my 18-year-old self was sitting in a mental institution after just trying to kill myself. And it was because I felt like I was in a world that I didn't belong in, and that the people, places, and experiences that I had up until then were not conducive and or nurturing to who I was as a person. And I felt if I couldn't find that, then I needed to leave here. And what I would tell my 18-year-old self at this particular time was that you don't need to find it within anyone else. That power is within yourself, and that to be yourself and stand in that space, regardless of what's going on around you. We heard that message in The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy going and looking everywhere else outside of herself to find that space, to find her way home. And she had it all along. And the good witch, so to speak, was the one who said to her, Dorothy, you had the power all along. You just had to realize it. And so what I would tell my 18-year-old self is, you have the power. The power is within you. You will not get it from anybody else. Your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your grandmother, your coworkers, your peers. Nobody is going to give you anything. You have to take it for yourself.
Beautiful. Well, Shane, thank you for being so mindfully with us today on Soul Guided Leadership. And I want everyone to know that you can connect with Shane at www.vividlife.me. And I want to thank you for listening to Soul Guided Leadership. And connect with me at thegeistgroup.com. And let's see how we can help you to bring mindfulness programs to your organization. And join me again next week for another empowering conversation. So until next week, my friends, keep on leading from your soul.
Thank you for listening to Soul Guided Leadership with your host,
Dr. Laurel Geis.
To learn more about Soul Guided Leadership,
go to www.thegeisgroup.com
and connect with Dr. Laurel Geis
to find out how our team at the Geis Group
can help you today. Join us again next week for more expert tips, tools, and strategies to be a soul-guided leader.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.